I still have some things to say mainly about the fan service. Let's get the big one out of the way, fan service or sexual titillation, because it's not fan service, it never was. Who isn't a fan of sex after all? I'm not going to say it's bad because it isn't. What I will say is I would rather not have scenes where a character perves on girls in the bath, the main characters watching their girlfriends rub sun lotion on in each other apparently turned on, or seeing a girl be tied up by vines. I don't know about you, but I'm not a voyeuristic rapist who is into BDSM, though it would seem someone at Pixel Fate is. These scenes are not needed, they add nothing to the story, are not funny and don't develop the characters in any way. They are all just a waste of time that are there purely to try and attract the attention of anyone into women without realizing that all we, I at least, want is to continue the story so we can find out what happens next. I'm not going to kink shame anyone, not that kind of person. If you're into any of those things, fine, as long as you have their consent, I don't care. Whereas in this game and in Ace Academy, it appears Pixel Fate is kink shame while having characters doing shady things. Let me explain. Firstly, anyone who has played Ace Academy will know early on, if you want, you can. The best way to put it, hit on your little sister and she tells you off saying you watch too much anime. A funny, clear and understandable statement saying no incest route in this game, and that's fine, your game, do what you want. I respect that, but if you are going to draw a line in the sand, don't keep jumping back and forth over that line. Later on in the game, you arrive home to find your sister and some of her friends playing a game, and they end up her friends hitting on you, and the sister character acts weird, like she is in some way jealous or angered by this. But why? If she wasn't into the main character, why would she care? Maybe, I just don't get it. Wouldn't be the first time. Secondly, at a point in the crystalline, you needed to get a map from a guy and decide the best way is to have the girls seduce him for it, because all guys can be connived to do anything if you appeal to their dick, and the only way for a woman to get anything from a man is make him think he will get to fuck you, and so it is up to you to choose for some reason which girl you think can do the job. All of them fail, of course, and it turns out the guy in question was gay. How funny is that? It's almost like we're back in the early 2000s, though that is not what I want to talk about. During this scene, if you pick Amelia, which you have to, as the game forces you to pick all the girls one by one, you will get the characters having a go at you, basically calling you scum for suggesting that maybe she would be able to convince him to give us the map because the game said you have to seduce him and she is underage. That somehow makes you the bad guy. I don't kink shame, never would, but Pixel Fate seems to think voyeurism and watching a girl be tied by plants, all against their will and consent, are fine, but incest and being into younger girls are sick, twisted things, and you should be ashamed of yourself. At least that's what the fan service and kinda sexist moments in their games tell me.